A big part of the innovation process in America and everywhere in the world is the patent. It's intellectual property. Sounds kind of boring, but it's an inventor's insurance policy. In 2011, President Obama signed the America Invents Act, a law that overhauled the patent system and intended to open 4 new patent offices to pave the way for more patents and more easily obtainable patents. Hope Shimabuku is the director of one of the regional offices, the Texas Regional U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and she says the new law works to speed up the timetable from the first brainstorm to a finished patented product.
The entire patent rate right now takes about 3 to 5 years before a patent is issued, and that's a huge challenge because software changes every 5 years. There's new technology that comes out. So I believe that the goals that are currently being set, the rate of patent pendency in order to issue a patent and review a patent, is the right direction so we can keep up with technology.
Do you think the patent is as valuable today as it was in the time of Thomas Edison?
I think, actually, that the patents today are more valuable, or they're seen as more valuable than a while ago. I think that there's been a significant change in the last decade with the fundamental shift with the America Invents Act and then the attention that is being given at the Supreme Court level. A lot of people are starting to understand the value of patents and how important a role it plays in innovation and driving innovation.
And is that to say that patents are more valuable because companies like Microsoft and Apple are buying them when they buy individual companies, as some have charged, hold back the development of innovative technology, that the pure value of the patent serves to restrict new people coming into the field?
I think that that's one way we can look at it, in the sense that companies like Microsoft and Qualcomm and a lot of other companies that are buying assets. For example, one of the largest portfolios that was for sale recently was the Kodak portfolio. And I think companies are realizing that there is real value in owning those patents to allow others to license it from a royalty perspective, but also defensively. So one of the things that I think is going on in the industry right now is the abusive litigation tactics. There are patent trolls that are out there that are abusing the system and using patents as a weapon to get license fees that they may or may not necessarily deserve. Companies are seeing it not only as a profit-making mechanism, but also as a defensive tool in order to protect themselves and their innovations that they've created as well.
So what innovations do you hope to bring to the patent process there in Dallas, using the expertise of your community, the things that you're going to learn in your regional office?
So my vision for the regional office is really to become the beacon of innovation for the region. Our job is to be able to educate and provide resources in order for them to be successful. I think a lot of innovators don't really know what a patent is or trademark is. They may have heard of it for the first time when they watched Shark Tank, and they said, oh, maybe I should protect my intellectual property. The other area I think that we could focus on is the K-12 education. And I believe that we as an office really need to promote STEM education and the pipeline of the future. We know that innovation promotes the economy, and encouraging women and minorities to enter into those fields I think is very important.
Hope Shimabuku is director of the Texas Regional United States Patent and Trademark Office. Thanks so much, Hope.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John.